The call for a general conference. The same issue of the review carried the call for a meeting of general conference, at which it was hoped that church organization could be rounded out by binding the state conferences together in a unified body of believers across the land. The delegates were called to meet on Wednesday, May 20. The notice stated, "The several conference committees in the different states are requested to send delegates, or letters at their discretion. The brethren in those localities where there is no state conference can also be represented in the conference by delegates or letters. IBID." On Wednesday afternoon, May 20, 20 ministers and laymen assembled in Battle Creek were ready to present their credentials. The conference moved into its work, in organizing the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, as noted elsewhere, Ellen G. White, The Early Years, pages 479-481. The conference elected John Byington as president, Uriah Smith, secretary, and E.S. Walker, treasurer. James White was first unanimously elected to the presidency, but he thought it best to let another carry that responsibility. Byington would be joined by J.N. Andrews and G.W. Amadon, making an executive committee of three. The main thrust of the conference related to organization in both the state conferences and the general conference.